To become an effective speaker, you need a rigorous practice. You need a lot of things to be done on a regular basis. Whether you are tired or you are not in the mood, a practice is a must because you have to work on your communication skills. You need to express your thoughts. You got to read good material, good content, good books and magazines so that you have lot of things in your mind and it will be easier for you to convey and to use the same whenever you converse. You must maintain an eye contact with the audience. If you will look down or if you keep looking at one place, that is really not going to look good. It's not only that, audience will think that you are not confident. Anybody will be able to take you as a person who does not know his content or is not sure of what he is delivering. So please maintain an eye contact. Take care of the opening and the closing of your speech. It is very important to start your speech with something which can actually glue your audience. And it is also very important for you to close your speech with a wonderful message or leave your audience with a question. You must take a pause or a gap whenever required. At times you need to raise your pitch, at times you need to stress on a particular word, at times you need to be very slow. Check it up. Use hand movements, facial expressions. You know, non-verbal communication sometimes has more impact. So, take care of your hand movements, your facial expressions, your gestures, your posture, and your body language. The more you speak up, the more you add to your confidence and the easier it is to speak up the next time. Speak up. It's a confidence building vitamin. The more you speak, the more confident you will become and easier it will be for you to speak up next time. Speak up. It's a confidence building vitamin. Make it a rule to speak up at every open meeting you attend. Speak up, say something voluntarily at every business conference, committee meeting, community forum you attend. Make no exception. Comment, make a suggestion, ask a question, and don't be the last to speak. Try to be the icebreaker, the first one in with a comment. Smile big. You know that smile will give you a real boost. Smile is an excellent medicine. So keep smiling. The speech should be clear, crisp, and eloquent. The speech should be clear, crisp, and eloquent.